This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The White House says the preliminary order by the International Court of Justice that Israel must take urgent action to prevent genocide in Gaza is consistent with the Biden administration's approach to the war and will not change U.S. policy supporting Israel. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wirikuswara has this report.
The White House says the case is meritless and the ruling will not change staunch U.S. support for Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA.
We'll have to watch how the process plays out, but it's difficult to see that it alone is going to change the approach. As I said, the president believes the approach we have been taking has been getting results, and we're going to keep at that.
Washington says the ruling is consistent with the administration's approach to urge Israel to minimize civilian harm and increase humanitarian aid, and that Israel has the right to ensure an attack does not happen again. Despite mounting casualties, Washington is against a ceasefire that it says will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back after the International Court of Justice ruling to limit death and destruction in the military's Gaza offensive, saying that, quote, we decide and act according to what is required for our security. Among the first deaths reported since the ruling, three Palestinians were killed in an airstrike that Israel said targeted a Hamas commander. Meanwhile, nine countries have suspended funding for the main United Nations agency aiding Gaza's population after Israel alleged some staffers took part in the Hamas attack that sparked the war. The agency says it's, quote, immensely irresponsible to sanction it and Gazans at such a desperate time. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world's largest cruise ship is set for its maiden voyage on Saturday, but environmental groups are concerned that the liquefied natural gas-powered vessel and other giant cruise liners to follow will leak harmful methane into the atmosphere. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas set sail from Miami with room for 8,000 passengers. The ship is built to run on liquefied natural gas, or LNG, which burns more cleanly than traditional marine fuel. But its methane emissions pose a problem. Brian Comer is director of the marine program at the International Council on Clean Transportation, an environmental policy think tank.
LNG isn't a short-term or a long-term solution because the moment that you start using LNG as a marine fuel, including in cruise ships, you actually start to emit more greenhouse gas emissions than if you had done nothing and continued to run on the fuels that we're using today.
According to the Cruise Line International Association, of the 54 ships on order in the next 4 years, 63% are expected to be powered by LNG. Royal Caribbean says it will use different fuels as the market evolves, with an ultimate goal of net zero.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. Officials in Ukraine say Russia has provided no credible evidence to back its claim that their own forces shot down a military transport plane carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war who were to be swapped for Russian POWs. Ukraine's Coordination Staff for the Treatment of Prisoners of War said late Friday that Russian officials had, quote, with great delay, provided it with a list of the 65 Ukrainians who Moscow said died in the Wednesday plane crash in Russia's Belgorod region. The agency says relatives of the named POWs were unable to identify their loved ones in site photos provided by Russia. A group of elderly Nazi death camp survivors is marking the 79th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation on the Holocaust Remembrance Day. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A group of Nazi death camp survivors gathered at the death wall in Auschwitz, Poland, where they laid wreaths and lit candles. The Nazis, who occupied Poland from 1939 to 1945, at first used the old Austrian military barracks at Auschwitz as a concentration and death camp for Poland's resistance fighters. In 1942, the wooden barracks, gas chamber and crematoria of Birkenau were added for the extermination of Europe's Jews, Romas and other nationals, as well as Russia's prisoners of war. I'm Karen Shamas.
Thousands of people have marched in cities and towns in Kenya to protest the recent slayings of more than a dozen women. In the nation's capital, Nairobi, protesters wore T-shirts printed with the names of at least 14 women who became homicide victims this month. The crowd brought traffic to a standstill on Saturday. Media and research firm Odipo Dev reported this week that news accounts showed at least 500 women were killed in acts of femicide violence from January 2016 to December 2023. I'm Alexis.